Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. We're highlighting today another of the miracles recorded by John, and this time we're looking at the miracle in John chapter 5. I think it's interesting to see how Jesus moved around. And the first two miracles we looked at, they were happening in Cana, which is in the north of Palestine. But now he's down south, as it were, and here he is at Jerusalem. And Jesus has gone for one of the Jewish festivals. Now, I know we want to talk mainly about the miracle, but it is important to recognize that these festivals were significant for Jesus. He didn't just ignore them, and he didn't go for the sake of it, because there was a real message in each of the festivals, and Jesus was determined to be there and to keep them. Now, the particular place of this miracle again has some significance. We're told near the sheep gate was this pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and we're given a description of it. It's surrounded by five covered colonnades, and it's in this area that a man is in great need, along with many others, in fact, of healing. Now, the sheep gate is significant because this is, we understand, where sheep would be taken and they would be killed and then offered as a sacrifice. So this is a place of sacrifice. This is a place where there was a lot of bloodshed. And of course, as Jesus is walking around this area, he would not be a stranger to the whole idea that one day he would shed his blood in order to deliver us from Satan and death and sin and bring us to God. He's coming into this area, and there are many, many people. We're told the blind, the lame, the paralyzed, lots of people. And we're told there was one man who had been an invalid for 38 years. Now, we don't know how many years he was literally at the poolside, because there's this pool of water in this particular area, but maybe many years. Can you imagine, day after day, for 38 years, not being able to walk? It's interesting, we're not told, but we're told he was an invalid for 38 years. There's a kind of a sense in the way it's written that there was a time in his life when he could walk. Now, some people are born with disabilities and they've not known anything else. But I just have the sense that here is a man who has experienced being able to walk, but for 38 years he cannot. And here's one of the things that we will never really understand, but it is important. Out of all those people, we're not told a number, we're just told a great number. And it's possibly a great number, because when John records this, he can't work out, he can't remember how many. There was a lot of people. And yet what we see here is Jesus actually focusing on one person. And he asks him a question: do you want to get well? Here we see that the invalid, he is looking at healing by, if I can get into this pool, because it seemed to have some sort of season when the waters moved, and if you got in the pool at the right time, then those waters would have a healing effect. That's what seemed to be going on. And he says, well, I'd love to be well, but I can never get into the water quick enough. Others get ahead of me. Jesus says, get up, pick up your mat and walk. And the man does. And it's incredible. He begins to walk. He, out of all those sick people, is the one who's healed. Later, Jesus finds him in the temple. We must just mention this. And says, It's great you're well again. Stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you. We don't know what was going on in this man's life. Jesus did, and Jesus heals him and addresses the issue of his sin. We must pause here. We must have some worship, and then my good friend Patrick will join me, and we'll reflect again on this story in John chapter 5.
I surrender to everything you are, and I will lay down the things that I desire, and I will offer a living sacrifice to you. Lord, take all of me and give me all of you. Lord, take all of me and give me all of you. And I surrender everything you are, and I will lay down the things that I desire, and I will offer a living sacrifice to you. Lord, take all of me and give me all of you. Take all of me and give me all of you. Lord, take all of me and give me all of you. Lord, take all of me.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've joined Richard again to look at this story from John chapter 5, the miracle of the healing at the pool. So, Richard, we have this man who was disabled. He'd been disabled for 38 years. And you did mention this. He was just one of a great many disabled people. But he was the only one who was sort of picked out by Jesus. Do we know why?
No, we don't. Except that it illustrates the fact that much as Jesus heals and does miracles, this will not be the way that everyone's situation is resolved. It's very complicated. We hear of amazing stories of someone being healed of all manner of things, and we think, well, that's great, but what about my uncle? What about my father? What about my friend? And we have to accept that not all are physically healed, and this is illustrated in this story. Many were not healed.
Jesus asks him a very interesting question in verse 6. Do you want to get well? A strange question to ask.
Well, yes, but I think that sometimes people do get almost sort of content with their state of body, mind, and therefore Jesus is kind of testing, just teasing out of the man, what do you really want? Have you just got used to this, or are you really, really eager to be well?
Because what really came out, what the man complained about, was more a sense of frustration that he was trying to get into this pool, but there was no one to help him. Other people got there first. So that, to him, was a key issue.
Yes, it was. Again, there's a mystery about this water in the pool. Mm. I don't really know too much about that, but certainly he feels left out. He'd love to have got in there, but it just didn't work for him.
Yeah. Now, so this takes place. He's healed and he walks off. The issue for the Jews, which comes out in verse 9 and 10, is that it was the Sabbath. Why was that a problem?
Well, because, strictly speaking, the Sabbath was a day where you were meant to do no work at all. And the Pharisees, in their very sort of fastidious way, construed that to carry your mat on the Sabbath day was work.
Right.
And therefore, this man was in trouble.
So this was Jesus' first clash, if you like, with the Jewish leaders, the Pharisees, and their approach to things.
Yes, it was the first evidence that they were far more concerned about nitpicking over the law than they were compassion towards sick and needy people.
Mm. And there was, finally, there was some sort of issue in this man's life. He'd been healed, but Jesus then caught up with him and said, "Stop sinning." So Jesus challenged his lifestyle as well as he didn't just heal him and let him get on with it. There was more to it for Jesus.
Yes, that's right. It does raise a very important question, because whereas later in John chapter 9, there's a blind man and there's a bit of discussion. Well, who sinned? Mm. You know, who's behind this? Here, Jesus would appear to suggest that part of this man's problem was his personal sin. So Jesus doesn't, again, as we've said in other programs, he doesn't have a clinical answer for every situation. But here he's identifying that there is a lifestyle in this man that needs to be repented of. And not only simply to put it right, but also to maintain his healing, that yeah. He wouldn't get into this mess again.
Interesting. Okay then, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at God's Word in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.